Curiosity changed his life. Zacchaeus was a wealthy man. He was a tax collector, and it was well known that he cheated people by charging more than they actually owed in their taxes. By worldly standards, Zacchaeus was actually a great success. But something within him wanted more. Zacchaeus knew very little about Jesus, but from hearing so much about him from others, he wondered, could Jesus be the more he was looking for? His curiosity needed to be quenched, but because of his height, he was unable to see Jesus. He could have turned back home and said, well, I guess I tried. But instead, Zacchaeus became even more determined to see Jesus. There was a nearby sycamore tree, and he climbed up it. Now he could see Jesus, and his heart pounded as Jesus drew near. Finally, and unbelievably, Jesus noticed him and said to him, come down, come to me. He presented Zacchaeus with an opportunity to get to know him better by having him come to his house. It was then that Zacchaeus had an overwhelming desire to change his life. He was convinced in the love that he had received from Jesus that indeed Jesus was the more he was looking for. Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. There was conversion in the life of Zacchaeus, and he now chose to live his life for Christ rather than for himself. This meant radical change in his life. He was curious, so he sought Jesus out. He had an encounter with the Lord, and he gave up his former way of life so that he could now follow Jesus. The story of Zacchaeus is an important one for us because it shows us God's initiative in our lives, that God's grace is active, and how we have to cooperate with God's grace for him to bring change to our lives. It appears in the gospel that Zacchaeus is the one to make the first move to see Jesus. But before we assume that, we should remember who Zacchaeus was and the life he lived. He was a well-known sinner who made money off of other people. He was wealthy, so he had plenty of possessions. There's no reason for Zacchaeus to seek out Jesus, a man who lived among the poor and who condemned the rich. Jesus was the one who made the first initiative. First, Jesus chose to come through Jericho where Zacchaeus was. He could have taken another route, but he wanted to seek out this man. He also placed the grace on the heart of Zacchaeus to examine his own life and realize that there might be something missing and that Jesus might be what was missing. Zacchaeus then cooperates with the grace of Jesus by seeking him out. Then Jesus acts again, presenting himself to Zacchaeus, a real encounter with God. This grace then spurs Zacchaeus on to change his life, to give up his former way of life. Jesus gave him the opportunity and the grace to make the choice, but he never forced Zacchaeus to live for him. It was a free choice. Zacchaeus could have just as well decided that he would rather keep his way of life. He chose to give up his selfishness in favor of doing good things for others and having a relationship with the Lord. So where are we in this story of Zacchaeus? We have at least the curiosity about Jesus, wondering if he could be what we're missing in our lives. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here right now. It is possible, however, that many of us are at the point of trying to decide if we are going to climb the tree to really see Jesus. Will we take the chance to encounter him? We might be afraid because we might not want to give up the way we are living. So we come to Mass, just waiting for God to do something in our lives. And when we don't see any change, we think that means we've done our job. But have we really cooperated with God's grace? Have we climbed the tree? Are we doing everything we can to see Jesus? We might look foolish if we really want to see Jesus, if we really try. And that's right. People might think that about us. People certainly thought Zacchaeus looked foolish climbing that tree. Are we going to allow Jesus into our lives? Are we going to encounter him here at Mass by really paying attention and not just listen to the Mass, but actually pray the Mass? Are we going to encounter his mercy in the sacrament of confession, where he gives us the grace to change our lives? Will we encounter him in our own prayer life by coming to Eucharistic adoration, by reading the Bible, and opening our hearts to him in a new way? God has come to us. He is seeking us out. He calls to us and wants us to encounter him. Will we let him in, as Zacchaeus did, and thus have our lives changed forever? Or will we prefer to stay chained down by our own pride and selfishness? The choice is ours. The Lord stands waiting.